Muslim supported groups, you know, but none of them are really doing that much to help the school other than go to the football game. You know, so we would like to get into some kind of programs where we could maybe raise monies throughout the different groups, coordinate the raising of money, and maybe, you know, help the school with its financial needs.
And are you in the Methodist Church? Are you involved in that?
At my own church, I'm the chairman of the administrative board, and ex officio of the trustees and several of the other organizations. On a district level, I'm chairman of Church and Society. Work out of the CCOM office. What else? I am chairman of the financial committee for Wesley Foundation here at Nashville. We have two campuses, Campus North and Campus South. One is in the Vanderbilt Peabody area, and another one is in the TSU Fisk area. What else? Got to be something else. And I guess generally at my local church, I coordinate all the programs, almost all the programs. And I used to teach Sunday school.
Right after. Okay, and what kind of traveling have you done?
Well, I've I guess I've pretty well covered, except for the extreme northeast and the extreme northwest.
Mm-hmm.
I've pretty well covered, you know, the United States. As far as going out of the states, I've been to Guam, Hawaii, Okinawa, Bangkok, Thailand, and Southeast Asia, or Vietnam, if you would.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this with the...
This was with the military. This was with the military.
It was with the military.
I was in the service in 66 through 69. And I spent a year in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive of 68.
Mm-hmm.
And the other times, of course, I was stationed at the other various forts across the country.
Well,
you mean you're seeing the United States was through the military stuff?
Not all of it. I have done traveling for the publishing house. When I was in personnel here before, I used to travel for them, going to the different workshops and that sort of thing. You know, Atlanta, Memphis, Cincinnati, places that I could drive to from here. I'm hoping to pick up again when the economy, you know, gets a little bit. But and then on my own, of course, I've been to other places.
Mm-hmm.
Just with my wife and I are in the car sometimes. Decide we'll take a weekend, say, in Detroit, or maybe drive to Canada or Mexico. We've been, you know.
You've been to Mexico?
Yeah.
Where in Mexico?
Right just on the other side of Laredo. So
which is?
I can't remember the name of it.
Into that little town.
Well, we started to go to Monterey. Not but after we got to that little town, we found out that Monterey was quite, was 7 or 8 more hours
mm-hmm.
into Mexico. And at that time, we just didn't feel like going any further. I don't know why. It was kind of an impulsive thing anyway. I like to just get up and go sometime. But by the time we drove from Waco to Laredo, I was about pooped out.
Getting up and going.
Yeah. Yeah, we had an old beat-up Volkswagen, and, you know, it was just a lot of fun to get up and go, that sort of thing.
Can you tell me anything about your mother, father, and grandparents, and great-grandparents? Any ancestry you know about?
Like, what would you like to know? Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't
where
say.
Where they come from?
Most of my grandparents are from this area. About the only interesting thing is that on my grandmother's side, she is a third Creek Indian or something like that. That's about the only interesting fact I have about the rest are all just, regular old black people. That's all.
Well,
they were farmers.
And did they live in Tennessee?
They lived in Tennessee. Here in, I guess they call it Sumner County, Lebanon, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They still have a farm there. My grandfather, both grandfathers,